Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. The recent leaks regarding Capcom's Monster Hunter Wilds provide intriguing details about the highly anticipated installment in the Monster Hunter series. According to Dusk Golem, a reliable leaker, Monster Hunter Wilds is slated to be fully open world, a departure from previous titles that featured segmented, explorable areas. This design choice has reportedly been integral to the game's development since its inception, with the entire experience, including the story and endgame content, revolving around the open world concept. Development on Monster Hunter Wilds is said to have begun in 2019, and it's rumored to incorporate many ideas that were previously scrapped during the development of Monster Hunter World. The director, Yuya Takuda, who also led Monster Hunter World, is purportedly given significant creative freedom for Wilds development, leading to a more experimental approach compared to its predecessor. Despite the risks associated with experimentation, feedback on Monster Hunter Wilds is said to be positive so far. The game is described as Capcom's most ambitious project yet, with the return of the big Godzilla monster from Monster Hunter World adding to the excitement. According to the leaks, Monster Hunter Wilds is on track for a Q1 2025 release, with development progressing smoothly. Capcom reportedly views the game as a cornerstone of its fiscal year, indicating the company's confidence in its success. While Capcom has confirmed Monster Hunter Wilds for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC with a release window of 2025, further details are scarce. Fans will have to wait until the summer for the next official update on the game, which may provide more insight into the information leaked by Dusk Golem. The highly anticipated release of XDefiant has been delayed once again as Ubisoft San Francisco continues to refine and test the game before its official launch. Originally scheduled for release by the end of March 2024, Ubisoft is now aiming to finalize a release date following a short testing period. In an update from Ubisoft San Francisco, the studio cited the need for further improvements and testing before XDefiant can be launched. To assess server performance and stress levels, the team has planned a 12-hour server test session on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X Vertical Bar S. The results of this test will play a crucial role in determining the game's readiness for release. Ubisoft San Francisco expects to determine a concrete launch date shortly after concluding the server test session. The delay comes as the studio prioritizes ensuring a smooth and stable experience for players upon release. XDefiant, positioned as another free-to-play addition to Ubisoft's catalog, aligns with the company's strategic focus on live services and recurrent revenue streams. Originally slated for release in October 2023, the game faced indefinite delays before being targeted for a March 2024 release, according to Ubisoft's financial report. XDefiant represents Ubisoft's entry into the competitive multiplayer shooter genre, aiming to compete with Activision's Call of Duty franchise. The game's executive producer, Mark Rubin, brings valuable experience from his previous role as an executive producer on Call of Duty titles. Sony Interactive Entertainment, SIE, President and CEO Jim Ryan recently confirmed that PlayStation 2 sales have reached a staggering 160 million units sold worldwide. This updated figure was revealed during a conversation on a recent episode of the official PlayStation podcast, where Ryan reflected on his time at Sony and discussed the company's future direction. When asked about his thoughts on the 2000s era, Ryan pointed to the remarkable milestone of 160 million PlayStation 2 units sold, describing it as a high watermark for the company. This figure surpasses previous reports, with Sony officially reporting 150 million units sold in 2011, and subsequent estimates indicating around 155.1 million units by March 2012. Nico Partners analyst Daniel Ahmad shed further light on the sales figures, stating that in the fiscal year ending March 2013, a total of 16.5 million PS3 and PS2 units were shipped. Given that the PS2 was still in production during this period, Ahmad estimated that PS2 sales from March 2012 onwards until the end of its production were close to 4 million units. Capcom has rolled out the first title update for Dragon's Dogma 2, addressing some key aspects of the game. Update 1.050 is currently available on PC via Steam and PlayStation 5, with the Xbox Series X and S versions expected to receive it in the next few days. This update introduces the ability to start a new game even when existing save data is present, a feature notably absent from the game's launch. Additionally, the update increases the availability of Art of Metamorphosis items at pawn guilds to 99. These items allow players to edit their characters and were initially limited in availability. On console versions, Dragon's Dogma 2 receives various graphics and performance enhancements. Players now have the option to toggle motion blur and ray tracing, as well as switch between variable and maximum 30 FPS frame rates. The game's frame rate issues, attributed to CPU stress caused by a high number of NPCs, have been a point of criticism from players. Although the motion blur and ray tracing toggle does not significantly improve frame rates, Capcom has assured players that substantial improvements are in the works for future updates. Despite controversies surrounding microtransactions and performance issues, Dragon's Dogma 2 has enjoyed a successful launch, particularly on Steam, where it achieved a peak concurrent player count of 228,585. At the same time, CD Projekt's chief financial officer, Piotr Nialubowicz, has stated that the company does not envision incorporating microtransactions into single-player games. In an interview with Polish site Stockwatch PL, as reported by Insider Gaming and Juicehead, Nialubowicz reaffirmed the studio's stance on in-game monetization. He emphasized that while CD Projekt currently sees no place for microtransactions in single-player experiences, the possibility of utilizing this model in multiplayer projects cannot be ruled out for the future. A collaboration of indie game developers, including teams behind acclaimed titles such as Dead Cells, Darkest Dungeon, Vampire Survivors, Deep Rock Galactic, and Slay the Spire, has united to present a new indie games showcase scheduled for April 10, 2024. Named the III Initiative Showcase, this digital event promises to deliver major announcements and reveals from renowned studios such as Mega Crit, Slay the Spire, Red Hook Studios, Darkest Dungeon, Relogic, Terraria, and Evil Empire, formerly responsible for Dead Cells' post-launch support. The concept of the III Initiative originated from Evil Empire, aiming to create a succinct and direct showcase devoid of hosting segments, advertisements, sponsorships, or additional fluff, solely focusing on presenting games. The showcase will feature news from other notable developers, including Heart Machine, Hyper Light Drifter, Ponkle, Vampire Survivors, and Thunder Lotus, Spiritfarer, among others. With over 30 games set to be spotlighted, the event will commence at 10 a.m. PDT on April 10th and will be streamed on various platforms including YouTube, Twitch, and Steam. Louis Gossett Jr., a distinguished actor known for his groundbreaking achievements and iconic roles, including the voice of the Vortigaunts in Half-Life 2, has passed away at the age of 87. Gossett, recognized as the first black man to win a supporting actor Oscar, brought depth and authenticity to his performances, leaving an indelible mark on both the big screen and gaming world. While the Vortigaunts in Half-Life 2 and Half-Life 2, Episode 1 were voiced by Gossett, Tony Todd took over the role in Episode 2 and Half-Life, Alex. His cousin, Neil L. Gossett, reflected on Louis Gossett Jr.'s legacy, emphasizing his commitment to humanity and the enduring impact of his work beyond accolades and fame. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we've ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.